mañana. Que hay el valor del momento, que hay el presente perfecto, la oportunidad de llegar. Tú verás si te montas en ella, agárrate fuerte y ya no te sueltes.
Bit of salsa for you today. Yeah, check it out. Miss Celia Cruz, the legendary Celia Cruz there for you. And you know, she's always putting a little sugar in it. So be sure to check her out. Check out all of her music down through the years. Also, remembering Eddie Palmieri, who just recently passed. Eddie Palmieri, great salsa, Latin jazz player, pianist, composer, arranger. He did it all. Great man. Yeah, he left a lot of loyal fans and listeners out there as well. So may he rest in peace. Yeah, joining the others who just passed away, like Chuck Mangione and Al Foster and a few others. Losing so many musicians. As we continue on, winding it down for you, here at the Jazz Corner, Kevin Amos here with you, streaming on LMB Network and wrct.org.
get a groove before we come to between bouncing walls, where quick feet dance and smooth hips sway, lips say, hey. And familiar sounds start floating around, pleasantly present, and alone, without phones, just be. Intertwined, the intellects of minds and deep conversations begin to heal and reveal what is needed to nurture and grow. Commence the soothing of wounds, hearts choose before the taking off of shoes and clothes. And naked molecules from liquid vestibules, vibrations recall spirit. Water from within to purge, and then a manifesto begins. Thoughts of harmony and balance, visions of power and love, feelings of appreciation, moments of elevation. A slight brush of the hand and a subtle excitement of the brow. Above those dark, gazing eyes, where two left brains negotiate logistics with two rights. And on this night, she said to herself, he could be perfect. And he asked a call saying, I'd love to get to know you. Let me show you, love. I need you to know that I be slow as molasses. And then they both started laughing. Thank you.
Billy Cobham, Jasmia Horn and Marshall Allen winding things down for you. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Now, at the time, of course, that coup seemed like a complete success. At relatively low cost, the United States had overthrown a government that it didn't like and brought back the Shah, who was obviously now prepared to do America's bidding. It was a perfect success, or so it seemed at the time. It is only now, from the perspective of 50 years, that we are able to look back and see the horrific long-term consequences that this apparent success actually produced for us.
That's Stephen Kinzer, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Stephen Kinzer on Iran, the 1953 American coup, and the end of democracy. Regime change started decades ago. The new term is just a change of clothes. Dwight Eisenhower was president when the United States overthrew the popular democratic government of Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran in 1953. What was Mossadegh's transgression? He wanted Iran's oil to benefit the Iranian people. The coup brought the Shah back from exile and put him on the peak